Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me by phone, a gentleman who will be here next week with the first meeting set for the ULM presidential search, Dr. Randy Moffitt is the president of the University of Louisiana System and also chair of the search committee. Dr. Moffitt, welcome to the ULM Forum.
It's great to be here, Jay. I look forward to being in Monroe next week.
Well, we wanted to talk a little bit about the search process and also the meeting, the open forum for the public coming up next week.
We have a fairly defined format schedule that we use, and of course that includes an advertisement of the position, appointment of a search committee. We always employ the assistance of a national search firm to help us identify outstanding candidates. And one of our procedural steps is to do a public input, public forum on the campus, and that's an opportunity for faculty, staff, students, community, alumni to give us some thoughts about qualifications, expectations, opportunities for the next president at the University of Louisiana Monroe.
And what kind of feedback do you find most often happens at the public forums?
Well, it's a variety of things. You'll hear some people that will talk about desirable characteristics. They want a president who can do this, or a president has a background with these skills, a good communicator. You'll also hear people offering comments about what they think maybe the opportunities are for the university that maybe haven't been tapped. Maybe they'll talk a little bit about challenges. And, you know, all that helps frame the thoughts of the search committee.
And what would you say the search committee's greatest challenge is, balancing the kind of input you get from the public as opposed to what the board system itself sees that the university and the community needs?
Well, actually, I don't think it's a challenge to balance the public input and the board perceptions. The primary reason that search committee attends this public forum, and over half of our board are serving on this search committee, is to really hear from people in the local community. And there's generic qualifications that we always look for, certainly experience in higher education, senior administrative experience, but I think it's important for our board members or search committee members to get a personal feel and flavor of what's important to people in the ULM community.
Again, those forums coming up next Thursday, July 22nd, 10:30, the meeting, and then the 1 o'clock public hearing that's open to everyone that's on the seventh floor of the university library. Dr. Moffitt, what step does this move us through in the process of finding the next president for ULM?
Our search committee that day will finalize an advertisement that will appear in national journals. They'll discuss some issues regarding the timeline and what our target goal for selecting the president. They'll review that advertisement. We've just been through a search at McNeese, and a little over a year ago we completed one at Southeastern, so our formats will be very similar in regard to time frame and advertisement. We'll also deal with discussions about a search firm and in our committee meeting that morning and finalize the selection of that search firm. And then, of course, when we get into the public input session, really the board listens. That's all about comments from the public. We'll do a couple of business matters to set the stage, but it's an entirely audience-driven participation. The board does not respond. They don't do follow-up questions. They just listen to the input of interested persons.
And after the public in Monroe, West Monroe, have had a chance to ask some questions, to be able to talk about those qualities, what's the next piece of the process?
Well, overlapping that meeting, as I said, we'll get the advertisement out. And then there's a little bit of a lull period because you have to announce it, give people an opportunity to review, get it into the market, if you will. And then our next steps will be probably in I'll say mid-September is a target date, maybe more like October 1st. We'll hopefully narrow the candidates at that point that we might want to interview. Those dates are all tentative until we have some of the discussion with the search committee and with the public input. And then, of course, once we've identified those candidates, we'll bring the semifinalists back to the ULM campus for interviews.
Hopefully that's something that'll be happening by this fall.
Yeah, our goal certainly will be to finish this search before the fall semester is over.
Well, Dr. Moffitt, we appreciate your time today. We look forward to seeing you again next week at the 1 o'clock public hearing on Thursday at the University Library.
Great, Jay. Appreciate it. And encourage your listeners and members of the community. It's very important that they come and participate. We take those comments and feedback very seriously. So we want to encourage everyone to show up and provide feedback to us and help us make our decision about the next president.
Dr. Randy Moffitt is the president of the University of Louisiana System and the chair of the search committee for the ULM president. Also in the studio today, I have joining me two guests who are both an integral part of the ULM president search process. Dr. Anna Hill is associate professor of biology here at ULM. She's also the faculty senate president. And Brooke Sebrin is the ULM SGA president, and he's also the student representative on the University of Louisiana System Board. And both of you are here today because you're part of the search committee for the ULM president. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
Thanks.
First of all, I'll start with Dr. Hill. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your background.
I'm a Louisiana native. I grew up in Natchitoches, got my undergraduate and master's degree at Northwestern State University, kind of ran away from home a bit and went off to the University of Notre Dame for my PhD, and then ended up back here in Louisiana at ULM in 1994 and began teaching in the biology department, and now I'm an associate professor.
What kind of things have you worked on in the biology department?
I am a freshwater ecologist, and I work mainly with, well, all types of invertebrates. Right now, my graduate students work with dragonflies and freshwater mussel.
What made ULM important to you to stay here?
Well, I have ties in Louisiana. I have family here, but largely I feel it's very important to be a part of a community where higher education is going to improve the quality of life. The northeastern part of Louisiana is one of the poorest regions in the United States, and education is the key to improving quality of life for everyone.
And Brooke, you're a senior entrepreneurship major. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Start, Louisiana, not too far, just east of here. I graduated from Riverfield Academy in 2007 and came here that fall and have been here ever since, majoring in entrepreneurship, actually took a few political science classes, got caught up in student government and decided I wanted to go into law. So I'll have that business background and study now for the LSAT, trying to hopefully go to law school next fall. Just been very involved with the university and, you know, gotten to have a good time, you know, while I was here. Got to meet a lot of people and very fortunate to be able to represent our students now.
Well, in the concept of this being the year that ULM SGA represents the students on the UL System Board, but also that coincidentally being the year that we're searching for a new president.
It was a very, very ironic deal. I was the first SGA president since 2001 who's actually been able to serve as student board member. And then ironically also having the search committee process was, you know, it's just going to be a great experience. I've just couldn't have come in at a better timing to be able to go through all this all and meet some of the people I have.
Well, we wanted to have both of you here because there is the open forum next Thursday at 1:30 at the top of the library, a chance for people to voice their opinions about what kind of qualities they're looking for in a president. And with the two of you serving on the board, being really our local representatives, the two of you and Mr. Tex Kilpatrick, just a chance to kind of sit down and get to know you. Who are the people who are helping pick the next president for ULM? And a question for you, Brooke, would be, how do you feel about this? Is a historic process, this kind of thing. How do you feel about that?
Well, it is. It's going to be something that I'll remember, that I was actually a part of bringing, you know, and ensuring that there was, you know, a quality president to come in and fill Dr. Kofer's shoes. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to working with the community and the students about the whole process, and just being able to put something down in the history books now just kind of means a lot to me and a lot to, you know, my future alma mater. So.
And Dr. Anna Hill, having this will be the third president that you've served under, how do you feel about being part of this process?
It's an incredibly important process. We have to do it right. The future of the university hinges a great deal on what happens in the next couple of years. So we have to pick the right person, and I just have to do my best to do the job correctly, and I need a lot of input from a lot of people to make sure I do it right.
I think there was an email sent out earlier this week that you were seeking that input from the faculty. The employees got an email from the staff president to the staff members seeking that kind of input, and that's really the first part of this process. Speaking as individuals, both north part of Louisiana natives, what perspective do you bring that's unique to coming to this committee?
Myself, as a faculty member, I've been teaching here at ULM since 1994. I've been involved with the Faculty Senate since, well, just a few years after that. I did take a few years off at some point. I'm deeply involved with a lot on this campus, and I bring the perspective of a faculty member in the trenches, so I know how decisions that are made at the administrative level affect the classroom and affect how faculty are able to do their jobs. So that's my perspective.
And for you, Brooke?
I would have to say being a student is very important. And I mean, after all, that's why everyone really is at the university, is to serve the students. You know, I'll always remember what I guess Dr. Copers all did was students first, and that always stood out to me. And then coming in and representing the students now, being able to be a student who was able to develop a personal relationship with the president and knows what it's like to have someone that's so charismatic about the student body and to work so in closely and make sure every issue is brought up, to work with the student government, to work with every aspect of the campus to make sure that their voices are heard. Being able to just have that experience, really being the student and knowing what it's like to want to see things change and want things as a student, I really think that I'll be able to cater to my peers and take their input and know what they're feeling personally and be able to bring that perspective to the board.
You've just been also a part of the process, serving on the UL System Board. You've been a part of the process that Grambling State University recently chose a new president. Can you tell us about some of the things that went on through that process?
Right. It kind of came real quick. I was appointed to the board. In fact, I was kind of unofficially sworn in, so I could be automatically appointed to that committee to fill the Stephen Jackson was the former SJ president at Grambling. So as soon as I got on, I was immediately appointed to it. It was a neat experience. We had our first meeting in Baton Rouge. It was kind of overview, and they kind of filled me in on the process and told me how things work and advised me to go home and check out YouTube and look up these videos to understand what to expect. And so I did that. I went to the Grambling channel on YouTube and looked at those videos and understood kind of how the process worked and showed up at Grambling, and it was a real neat experience. Everyone on that campus was just, you know, so friendly, and everything was able to go in, and we were set up, and then people would take turns one at a time coming to the front and speaking.
At the forum.
When
they had the open forum similar to the one going on next week.
Right. And it's going to be exactly set up. It was you know, two mics, one on each side. You would fill out your card like you're at the state legislature, and you would fill out a card if you wish to speak. And they had student representatives from their SGA walking around taking those cards up, and then they would alternate one at a time, and they'd have person waiting, and you would just state your minds, you know, whatever you were limited to, I want to say 3 minutes to speak. And they would, you know, from every issue you could think of on the campus was brought up. And then the board members just kind of sat back and listened throughout the process. There wasn't much of a question timing. It was more so, you know, say what you want to say, and we're here for you. And then everything was recorded. All that stuff was transcribed, was put into the paper and everything. So
what would you say to someone who might be thinking about coming to this open forum to help choose the next president next week? What would you say to someone thinking, maybe not quite deciding to come yet?
Well, I think it's everyone's responsibility who lives in the region to come to this and voice your opinion if you have an opinion, and if you think it's, if you live here and you depend on the economy of this region, because this university is the foundation of the economy in this region, and the well-being of this university is very important to your well-being, and we need to hear from you.
Brooke, what would you say?
I'd kind of echo what she said a little bit, but in the mindset of realizing that Monroe, Louisiana is ULM and ULM is Monroe, and neither of the two can be successful without each other. Monroe really depends on ULM for its economic impact it makes in this community, and ULM really depends on Monroe for its support. And I think that it's very important that the community, the students, the faculty, everybody engaged together, that whether you're originally from here or whether you're here working or you're a student here, it's just going to be important to everyone. And just understanding that they are just counterparts of each other should be motivation to get here next week.
The forum is at, the public meeting of the first meeting of the search committee is at 10:30 next Thursday. The public hearing is at 1 p.m. next Thursday in room 713 in the top of the university library here at ULM, next Thursday, July 22nd. Brooke Sebrin is the ULM SGA president and the student representative on the UL System Board. Dr. Anna Hill is associate professor of biology and the faculty senate president, also a representative on the search committee. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209.
Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.